it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's fun to have you with us on a Tuesday, and on Tuesdays I love to have a little bit of fun talking about one of my favorite subjects in all the universe, and that is the technology of technology. Because there is a technology behind technology that is technologically changing the technology we use to therefore make technology even more accessible and even more user-friendly to those of us who don't like technology. Yep, that's it. It's what Tech Tuesday's all about. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Ari Zoldan is kind enough to put up with my strangeness on Tuesdays, particularly as it relates to the aforementioned technology, and he rejoins us from Quantum Media Group. Hello, Ari.
Hey, Kevin. Great to be here.
So, a couple of things. One, this really interesting story in the Post today, and, you know, I own some gold, and I'm very fascinated by the whole currency issue, the blockchain, the digital, the gold, the oil, like in China now, you've got their currency backed by oil and gold, like it's got double backings, so it's like really strong, how that impacts all of us. And so there's this story that this app company in London has helped figure out a way for you to pay in gold via a computer app. How does it work, and what's the novelty here?
Is that amazing? So there's so much talk today about cryptocurrency, and obviously there's a lot of vagueness around it as well. So how do you instill confidence that your cryptocurrency, your Bitcoin, your Ethereum is actually backed by something, right? So like what you said right now, it's about, you know, how do we get it backed behind something that's actually physical or tangible?
Right.
So what better than actual gold?
Well, so describe the process here. The people buy gold, they own gold, what do they do?
No, so they download the app. They download the app, and then what they're able to do is that they're able to transfer or actually purchase gold with their digital currency. And then, in essence, you trade it back, and then you're able. It's, you know, I'm curious how much of it is more of a cutesy thing and a confidence thing than an actual practicality of using it. And it's a new app, so I'm curious to see how it shakes out. But conceptually, I think it kind of makes a lot of sense, too, and it instills that confidence that, hey, your digital currency is physically backed by something, and
yeah,
gold. And not fiat.
And safer than the paper in that particular region of the world, because the pound can go up and down, the euro can obviously go up and down, and those currencies exact a much broader swing of value on a regular basis than the dollar does. So
100%. And what you're going to hear, Kevin, a lot, and I bet it's going to happen the next 5 to 10 years, but when you're going to be paying for your Starbucks coffee, I bet the merchant is going to start asking, would you like to pay in fiat or would you like to pay in cryptocurrency?
Wow, that's going to be crazy. So yeah, this particular app is called Glint, and you download it. You can buy fractions of a gold bar or gold ounces, grams, if you will, and then you can use that to pay out. And I'm guessing, Ari, if you're buying it and holding it, it's just like buying and holding actual gold. Someone's assigning a value to your account that would be the price of gold for that day, up or down, depending on when you bought the gold and how it did. And then that's what you pay from.
Correct. And it's fixed. It's obviously hedged. But it's nice to know, obviously, you're not physically taking inventory of the gold, but it has your name on it out somewhere. There's a company out in the UAE, I believe, a company called OneGram, that's doing something similar. So if we're looking out for this app, it's really cool to
sure.
be able to follow.
If any of them are successful, there'll be 10 others just like it within a week. So
Exactly.
All right. So that brings me to my next question, because you've educated me a great deal on blockchain, and I'm still fascinated by it, and I think the technology's awesome. Again, I've always griped about, well, how do I know that if I'm using it for money, that the money is really there? That we actually just kind of solved a piece of that puzzle. But I did, once I began to understand it, or at least think that I began to understand it, a thought hit me last week, and I asked you about it midweek, and you got back to me a couple of days later. But how could blockchain be applied to elections? We've got a big election coming up in the United States this year. Could we eventually eliminate voter fraud, for example, with the use of blockchain technology and the various components that are used for confirmation, the millions of points of contact that are used for points of confirmation? And wouldn't it also solve like the voter ID, you know, do I have to have an ID, not have an ID whole argument? How does it impact voting?
It's a great question. And the answer is that blockchain, without doubt, in some form, will solve the voter fraud issue in its entirety. It's just a question of time, whether we're talking about this election, the next election, or past or north of 8 years. So what does it do again? Blockchain is all about verification and recording of transactions. So it's going to actually identify through the use of technology, and it's probably going to involve in that booth, there's going to be facial recognition as well. So you walk in, you're not going to need your ID because the technology in that booth is going to scan your face, and it's going to guarantee with almost certainty that based on the points on your face, yes, indeed, this is Kevin McCullough. And that just opens up a flood of different conversations
in sure.
regarding privacy and data. But in terms of verification of who you are.
But we'll get fraud-free elections from that, which would be amazing. See, this will fight the voter ID fight in a way that we don't have to argue it in legislative battles anymore, because it will automatically be cared for. And then we can be sure that only the person that is supposed to be voting is actually voting.
100%.
That is so cool. Ari, that may be the best news I've heard all day. Hey, have a great one. Thanks for being here, as always. Technology
Thank you,
Tuesday.
Kevin.
Check out the podcast at SoundCloud.com.